Our course is a 24-hour technique course. We used to teach it over 4 weekends, and that's pretty burdensome, even in the good days when, you know, before the economy went south. But now it's just, it's asking a whole lot for people to travel to a seminar over 4 different weekends. So what we did is we converted the didactic portion of the course into an online course. So the 12 hours of classroom instruction, the doctor gets online. We have a secure server, and you log in with a password and a user ID. And you take the technique course classroom portion at your leisure online, and when you're finished with the online portion, there is a 12-hour hands-on portion that we hold in hub locations around the country. We do locations like, one, our corporate center here, which is just east of Pittsburgh. We do Orlando, Florida, and Dallas, and Chicago. This coming weekend, we're going to be in Salt Lake City. A lot of times we'll be in Charlotte, but we try to pick places where plane tickets are inexpensive and we get special hotel rates, and it's all day Saturday and a half a day Sunday. The doctor has administered a certification examination, and upon passing that, certified by the Kennedy Technique as a certified decompression therapy practitioner, which has proven to be more merit than most people gave it credit initially. It's interesting, we're seeing all kinds of advertising now. We've certified nearly 1,500 chiropractors, and interestingly enough, hundreds of physical therapists have taken this course as well. But those folks are, one, very proud that they have attained a level of expertise in decompression therapy, and two, they're finding that from a marketing point of view, that it's more valuable to advertise a clinician's expertise than it is to advertise a piece of equipment.
I agree wholeheartedly, absolutely. So I think that your advice to docs out there, before they decide to make an investment in equipment, is that they get the training.
There's no question of that.
Learn the technique, and then they can make proper educated decisions about what piece of equipment they should buy.
Mark, it's just common sense, and the very sad thing is the number of docs that have taken our course since the spring of 2007 that have owned these very expensive machines will tell you, and I'm talking probably 30, maybe 40% have come to us from ownership of these very expensive devices. And frankly, everybody else's device is well on the market. But they come to us for education because they buy into the magic machine and they start bringing in these disc patients and they realize that they're really not getting the kind of results that the advertisement claimed they would. 86%, maybe.
Right.
Maybe not. Most of them will tell you that really without any education, if you just guess on a patient, you might get 20% of them what we would call a good to excellent result, and it goes downhill from there very quickly. And if the magic machine theory was true, if you could really target a disc with a button on the machine, if you could really overcome muscle guarding with the magical time force logarithm that clearly doesn't exist in the evidence, they would not seek education downstream. Because what happens is, and this is a very important thing for doctors to understand, it's primarily a marketing pitch by a lot of these companies. What they want you to do is believe that your magic machine is magic and sell the magic to the public. But here's what happens. Recidivism rates are very real with decompression if you don't understand as part of your technique the rehabilitation process. What you see is upwards of 80 to 90% of these patients who come to you pay the big exorbitant fee, and then guess what? They're right back where they started in 6 to 9 months. Why? Because we did not deal with the underlying instability. The patient moved wrong, and again, that disc, because it never had time to fully heal, got another torn or crack in the annulus or another chemically irritated scenario that has that patient right back where they started. Now, you have to ask yourself, if the patient has paid for the magic cure that you sold them and they're right back where they started in 6 or 8 months, do you think they're going to be a great source of referral to your practice?
Exactly.
And here's the problem with the whole trickle-down marketing economic theory, where you do this mass marketing out there, and you know you're cherry-picking the public for the ones that can afford the $5,000 fee or so. Which you know, I'm not judgmental about fees. I figure a doctor's worth what they get paid ultimately, but we are a little critical of not delivering the goods when you get paid that much. But having said that, if you don't get these people well, we know the old adage, and I know you guys teach this at Breakthrough Coaching because I've heard it from just about every one of your coaches over the years, but only an extraordinarily satisfied patient will refer and continue to refer.
That's right.
But a merely satisfied or a person who is back in the same kind of pain after being offered a cure like this is going to tell 10 or 20 people that decompression didn't work. And how big is your town? And how many people who are dissatisfied downstream because you didn't do it right are going to completely pollute your ability to market that service in your town anymore?
Right.
And this is what happens to the folks that don't really understand how to do decompression and how to get a great result. The best decompression practices I've been associated with over the years don't need any advertising because their decompression practice, which is a wholly other thing within the confines of their practice, is built the same way they built their chiropractic practice, and that's on word-of-mouth referral. When people come to our seminars, it's always one of the first things I ask them, how many of you here or 80 to 90% word-of-mouth referral in your chiropractic practice? And all the hands go up, big smiles. How many of you are getting word-of-mouth referral at all in your decompression practice? Not a hand in the room normally goes up. And that'll tell you the difference between knowing how to do something and getting a great result, which sustains word-of-mouth referral, versus what we do is dump endless amounts of marketing at the problem.
Well,
and that's why these people show up to our seminars primarily.
I mean, that was the paradigm for decompression in the past, that you had to be prepared if you were going to enter into the decompression marketplace to spend $90,000 to $120,000 on a machine, and then you were told outright you've got to be able to be prepared to spend at least that on an ongoing basis in your marketing.